In the 1970s, 80% of college professors were full-time employees, according to the National Education Association. Today, part-time adjunct professors represent more than 50% of college faculty, says the American Association of University Professors. Adjuncts offer huge savings. They're typically paid by the course with no benefits. But critics say that savings comes at a cost to students and faculty. Nationwide, adjuncts are fighting back by unionizing. In March, Duke University adjuncts overwhelmingly approved a union, and other campaigns are in the making. This week, WFAE takes a look at the benefits and drawbacks of the growing use of adjunct faculty. We'll address the issues during Morning Edition and on tomorrow's Charlotte Talks. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn kicks things off with this first report.
Some blame the Great Recession of 2007 and the funding cuts that followed for the steady growth of adjunct professors. That's certainly relevant, says James Carmichael, but he says there's more to it, like a glut of PhDs that gives colleges the upper hand.
The only reason that they are adjunct is because there is not a place for them in the tenure track system.
Carmichael is president of the North Carolina Conference of the American Association of University Professors. He is also a tenured professor at UNC Greensboro.
This year, we noticed in the announcement of new hires in the fall that there were more non-tenure track or adjunct hires than there were tenure track hires. And they are teaching often more than full-time faculty are.
Adjuncts teach more, he says, because tenured and tenured track professors must worry about non-teaching duties in representing the university, such as being published in an academic journal. Adjuncts at UNCG average about $3,000 a course, according to a school official. Carmichael says that's not nearly enough when you consider course preparation, grading, and student advising.
It's pretty pathetic. They have no voice in the department. They are teaching at the whim of what are perceived to be curricular needs, and they have no family leave. They have none of the things that are built into tenure-track faculty. In fact, it's very much like, I think, having a job at McDonald's.
At UNC Charlotte, Provost Joan Lorton says their adjuncts average about $3,000 per course. However, highly specialized professors can make up to $6,000. Lorton says 541 of the university's 1,450 professors are adjuncts. That's up from 405 5 years ago.
One of the reasons you want to have part-time faculty teaching is that they bring specific skills and background and expertise to the classroom.
For example, she says part-time faculty provides them the ability to offer languages like Russian, Chinese, and Farsi. Another reason is money. Lorden says a lot is saved when you don't have to pay benefits and that savings helps the school offer more programs and build more facilities. Pay is certainly a big issue for adjunct faculty, but it's not the only one. Most adjuncts don't have offices or appropriate settings to meet with students after class. Lorden says it's not a problem at UNC Charlotte.
All of our part-time folks have a place where they can work on campus.
Now, that was kind of funny. Yeah, you can share an office with three people, a little office with no window with three people and a mouse.
John Cox is a newly tenured international studies professor at UNC Charlotte. Before landing here, Cox worked as a bartender and waiter when he was an adjunct at UNC Chapel Hill, the University of Florida, and George Mason University. He thinks adjuncts are exploited.
Most adjuncts, obviously, they entered that profession out of a dedication to education. They're really committed to their students, and they're being taken advantage of. And again, we have like dozens and dozens of administrators who make in excess of $200,000 a year, and yet one could work 40 or 50 hours a week for $30,000 a year as an adjunct. And again, those are the people who are really doing the instructing and the educating.
Some research backs up those assertions. According to a UC Berkeley labor report, 25% of adjuncts are on some kind of public assistance. To be sure, some adjuncts don't want to work full-time. Some only teach a course or two to keep busy during retirement as extra income. Whatever the case, the adjuncts we spoke to say they want the stability of knowing they will have jobs from one semester to another and not have classes canceled or assigned at the last minute with no time to prepare for them or time to look for other employment. All reasons many adjuncts are turning to unions.
We're in about 11 markets now.
Melina Kadambi-Daniel is helping organize adjunct faculty for the Service Employees International Union. She says the union has won approval and helped negotiate contracts at more than 40 campuses.
They are getting raises. Folks have received things like course cancellation fees, improved job security, professional development monies. So these contracts that really dramatically improve many professors' lives on the campus.
SEIU's successes include Tufts, Boston, and Lesley Universities. Celia Morris, the union's president at Lesley, says SEIU helped them negotiate a 30% pay increase. Some adjuncts are now eligible for health and retirement benefits, and they will be paid when classes are canceled.
I think this is beginning a movement in a way towards more social justice for higher education. And I've had the opportunity, for example, to go down to North Carolina and talk with some of the people who were starting that effort and others in North Carolina who were considering what they could do collectively.
At Duke University, adjunct and non-tenured faculty approved a union there in March by a vote of 174-29. Contract negotiations are scheduled to begin this fall. Matteo Jalebi, a Romance language lecturer at Duke, helped spearhead the union campaign. Jalebi, who has a PhD, says he's paid about $7,000 per course. He says it's difficult to learn what others are paid or the percentage of faculty that is adjunct because Duke is a private institution.
Thinking that there are like around 30%, and I think the only way to change this trend is that it's for contingent faculty to get together and have a collective voice. Yeah, it's great that we have this union.
The unionization efforts are not as strong at public universities, even though they typically pay adjuncts less. That's because many states, including North Carolina, prohibit public universities from engaging in collective bargaining. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.